Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me this half hour. I've got some things I want to say. We're commemorating, we're recognizing, we're calling attention to the fact that this is the 14th anniversary of the attack on us on September 11, 2001. By 19 hateful people, supported by who knows however many other hateful people, and for no reason, just because they hate. And I remember the day very well. I just gotten off the radio. I got in my car, turned on the radio to a local station, and they said the news came on, and it said a plane had just flown into the towers. One of the towers in New York City. So I got out of my car, went back into the office and back into the studio, turned the television on, and just in time to watch the second plane land, or I should say, to crash into the tower. And then, of course, we know what happened after that. I basically didn't move from that room the rest of the day. And the next day, I just felt I needed to say something. I needed something. Some things just would need to come out of me, and amazingly, the first thing that came out was a poem, and I'm no poet, I don't write poetry, but this one wouldn't come out any other way, and I want to read that to you today. You may have heard me read it before, but it's one that was the most, maybe the most heartfelt thing I ever wrote in my life. The title is "I Just Keep Shaking My Head." The images are burned into my brain. The impacts, the fires, the destruction. I want to wake up from this nightmare. I just keep shaking my head. Who could do this? Why would anyone do this? How could any human being do this? I just keep shaking my head. Four airplanes gone. So many buildings destroyed. One rural meadow scarred. I just keep shaking my head. Hundreds, no thousands of innocent lives taken. Thousands, no tens of thousands of families grieving. Millions, no billions. Billions of civilized humans disbelieving. I just keep shaking my head. So much love denied. So many friendships abbreviated. So many spirits lost to another dimension. I just keep shaking my head. Years of productivity gone. A world of promise stolen. A wealth of contribution eliminated. I just keep shaking my head. Survivors' faces in pain and anguish. Loved ones' hearts broken. The toll incalculable. I just keep shaking my head. A few evil people. Thousands of innocent victims. Why is evil easier to leverage than good? I just keep shaking my head. The irony is palpable. Evildoers with blood on their hands. Courageous recovery workers with blood on their hands. I just keep shaking my head. Why is there despair simultaneous with hope? How could there be loathing concurrent with admiration? How can this be? I just keep shaking my head. At last I witness hopefulness in unity. I see selflessness and courage. Now we unite behind a purpose. I begin raising my head. Here there is love being shown. There we see hope springing forth. Yonder there are demonstrations of leadership. I raise my head further. America is strong. Americans have strong spirits. We summon the resolve for which we are known. We demonstrate the courage with which we have been blessed. I raise my head high. I have faith in myself. I have confidence in our people. We have been here before. God be with us. God bless America. If you would like to see that poem, I just keep shaking my head. It's on my website. If you type that in to the search engine on my website and click on the articles option, it'll take you to the page where you can see that poem. I've written two poems in my life, and that was one of them. And that happened. I wrote that one right after September 11th, 2001. And when I still think about what happened, when I still think about the horror and the hatred that the horror that hatred caused, I have the same reaction. Perhaps you do too. I just shake my head. I can't. I just want to go, why? Who would do this? You know, folks, the human spirit, I believe, is the most powerful force in the world. Unfortunately, a single evil spirit is often more powerful than a good one. The reason for this inequity is because it's the nature of evil to be fanatical and aggressive, while the nature of good is to be gentle, often complacent, and sometimes even naive. The good news is there are more good people in this world than evil ones. But that math only works, to paraphrase Edmund Burke, if the good work together and courageously against the evil. We can't afford to be naive, my friends. This is something we have to, when we elect people to office, especially to the highest office in the land, we no longer live in a world where we can elect people who are naive. You and I cannot be naive. We don't have the luxury of being complacent. This is no time for gentleness. We owe it to those who gave their lives to never forget the images we saw on September 11, 2001, to never forget what this evil hath wrought. We have to work together, all nations of good people, until we rid ourselves of this evil, this hatred evil, that manifests as terrorism, but by and large, it is radical Islam. And we have to do that as long as it takes, whatever it takes. We can claim no other comparable blessing to offset the imbalance between the power of good and the forces of evil. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll be back after these messages. More to come as we commemorate September 11th, 2001. You grab it when she ain't looking, 'cause you know you'd rather have it on the run. Cool and moody, cool and hot. Cool and moody.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.